They're Canadian, so
bear with us.
If you want to leave now, you know, it'd be okay. Yeah, perfectly understandable. they're going to talk about blind courier protocols, and I have no idea what that means, but invariably they will explain it all. So give a big round of applause. Flame out impressions now.
All right, thanks, guys. This is just something we came up with one night, probably been up too late, you know, living in Canada, looking at the snow, getting a little bored.
We don't have things like coffee. What the hell did you do to the background?
I don't know.
Whoa, the projector did that!
Anyway.
And that's us.
That's us, right there.
So here's the thing. The blind courier protocol is a method of secure data transport we came up with a while ago, and we all love secure data transport, so we figure
it's a pretty good bet. What we have here is a slide on insecure transport protocols,
in which we just basically point out here, I'm saying, any level of encryption on any data transport you're doing, classically, is done at the application layer. You're transferring stuff from computer to computer, but the actual addresses it's coming from and going to are unencrypted. Anyone can read the IP address of a packet going from one machine to another if they have access to the network over which it's being broadcast, or they're spoofing MAC addresses or something of the like, which means that even if you're encrypting at the application layer and the data can't be compromised, the path of any given packet can. And often that opens the possibility for replay attacks and the like. Thus, as I said.
Yeah, the point is, single node, compromise it. You can read other people's data, obviously, but you know who they are, and that's the only problem. If you didn't know who the data was going to, there wouldn't be such a problem with that. And we wouldn't have to be so worried about single node compromising.
And hackers.
Bad people like that.
Fucking hackers.
The solution.
Basically, the reason we got to put our destination addresses on is because every single node gets a packet, obviously, has to figure out who to route it to.
We all want to route using our hardware. We just say, give this to Bob, and we hand it off to the routers, and we let them do their thing. And because we're doing that, everyone knows you're giving the packet to Bob. But if we route the packet ourselves, then no one who doesn't need it gets it. Hence the blind courier protocol. Indeed. As such, if you can build a routing table into a packet, into any conversation, assuming you have knowledge of the routing tables you're going to have to use, and you encrypt the routing table, you can pass a packet from one machine to another, and the machine that receives it doesn't know whether the machine that handed it to it was the origin of the packet, and it only knows the machine next to it in the path of the packet.
So basically the analogy is, take an envelope, instead of writing the destination address on it, write the next guy down the line. Put another envelope inside that, write the next guy down the line. Eventually, you're going to end up at your destination.
It's a little bit of a mind fuck, but bear with us. It's not our fault. There you go.
No, really.
And then the problem now, with that.
So, with our analogy here in real life, of course we can't use envelopes because anyone can just rip them open and read the final message.
Which is why we encrypt our routing table. Hence blind courier. Nobody knows where a packet's going. They receive the packet, they pass it on. The basic protocol we'd come up with for this, to achieve this, is you take a packet from any given node, node Ed, right, who wants to give it to node Bob. All Ed has to do is know how to get to Bob, know through what machines it can reach it, and then take a series of, say, you know, A to D, the classic example, right? Each machine has knowledge of the public keys. Say you're using public key encryption for this, which has high overhead, but what the hell. It knows the public keys of every machine in the routing table. It then assembles a series of routing instructions by which it'll tell, say, B to give this to C. That's all it needs to know. It encrypts that instruction with B's public key and then adds to the bottom of that an instruction for C to give it to D and encrypts that with C's public key. B gets the packet, but it can't read anything except the instruction for it to give it to C. And by re-encrypting the packet when it gets to B with C's public key, the packet looks different at every hop. Thus, you can't trace the path of a packet to find out the origin and destination. So let's move on.
Yeah. So obviously, as you can tell from how long it took him to explain that, we've got a lot of data in the packet here. That sounds like more than a problem than it really is, because all you have to do is encrypt the routing information. The body of the packet doesn't have to have all these layers on it. It just has to have whatever encryption you're trying to you need to feel that your message is secure.
Generally, when you tell people that the protocol works by sending data between machines in which the people routing the data don't know who it's from or where it's going, and the machine who gets the data doesn't know who it's from. Of course, the first question is, well, how does it work? But it's really not that hard. If the first machine reverses the routing process, encrypts it appropriately, and then attaches it for the machine at the receiving end to reattach to any reply packets, then you get it back to the original machine. The specifics of each protocol have mostly to do with how do you get the routing table and the public keys published to each machine. There's a variety of ways to do that.
Another problem you got here is, like I was talking about, encrypting the addressing and the body of the message separately. Of course, we open up another problem because what an intruder could do is simply watch the body and follow the body through. Of course, they'd have to compromise more than one node, but it would be possible. So you would have to have some simple level of encryption that was applied at each node to the body.
Is anyone familiar with Freenet, the Freenet program? That uses a scheme similar to this, except the actual source and destination of the packets aren't obfuscated as well. But the idea is, again, you're doing all your routing at the application layer. You're just hopping from machine to machine consciously. There are email services out there that use something very similar to Blind Courier, but again, without the same level of obfuscation on the source and destination, which is why this would be best used in an untrusted local network or something where you can put in a compliance stack on every machine, and anyone sniffing the network, well, can't do a damn thing with it. Any packet they get could be garbage, as we say here.
Yeah. Another problem, I always bring out the problems it seems, but is in a quiet network environment. Imagine no one's talking, right? As soon as I broadcast, it's obvious who's talking, and I mean, it doesn't matter if the packet looks different on every hop.
As long as you're routing with IP, you can see where it's going.
Well, it doesn't matter what it looks like, because it's the only packet out there. So basically, that means since it's quiet, it means the network's not running at full capacity anyways. Might as well be transmitting garbage. And that would make it extremely hard for anyone to attack it that way.
Of course, that's superfluous. This is a diagram, except we made it in a few minutes. All we're really trying to show here is that we can make diagrams. And we found out that paintbrush has multiple levels of undo when we were building this. Blew our minds. The point is, basically, what are you trying to show here?
Okay. All I'm trying to show is that you've got these layers within layers on the addressing, while you've got almost raw data link between, we've got A, B, C, and D, three nodes, and as you can see, all of the routing information comes from A. As we're saying, assembles the original packet header, stripped off B, C, D.
None of the routing machines modify the packets except possibly re-encrypting them with the next machine's public keys. They look different on each hop and stripping their respective header from it just before they finish the routing. the final machine could receive an instruction to send the packet to itself, which is how it knows it's the destination. B has no idea that A is the actual origin of the packet. As far as it knows, A is just routing it, and C, similarly, doesn't know that D isn't just routing the packet on from there. So if any of these nodes are compromised, you still can't tell the path of any packet that they're forwarding. Hence the beauty of the whole thing, you see. Which is that... Well, oh yeah, we have another slide.
Okay, just a little bit about why we would want to do this, and all this trouble. If we just take a look at the idea of sending a... encrypting a message with a one-time pad, and then doing something we never do, send the pad along with the message, send the message in one packet, send the pad in another packet. Normally, we don't do that because anyone says, oh, look, two packets from one source. Oh, well, one's got to be message, one's got to be the pad, right? And, I mean, there's no encryption there. However, if they don't know who the source is on any given packet, right, they have to sift through every single packet that might be going by a node, trying to match up pad, message. Obviously, in some sort of a large network, this becomes extremely hard.
That's right. I don't know what that is.
That's what we have.
Yeah, that's it. So the thing is, while you can use this just in a network by itself to secure it totally against any kind of internal attack, it can be used in other ways too, like as an obfuscating midpoint network for an insecure network, like over the internet, for instance, over your dial-up. You could have just an internal network somewhere out there that uses this as a proxy, in which case the source and destination between the final source and destination are totally obfuscated by this internal blind courier network. We describe it as blind people in a locked room playing hot potato. Yeah, really hot potato, actually. And of course, none of them know they're doing it, per se. They don't know who's next to them. They don't know who it started with.
Another attack we were talking about is the, of course, the replay attack. What we wanted to point out is that if you send a command, right, typical use for replay attack, resend a command when something's not supposed to be getting it. If what the legitimate communications does, it just sends a command, expects some sort of a validation. If I replay a packet, I may be able to send the command, but it'll be very hard for me in the first place to get the response packet because I don't know who the destination is, and I don't know that any other given packet is coming from that destination.
Well, the thing about this method of routing is it blows like half the network attacks out of the water, but it introduces a million more, which is really the case with anything. But I want to use it. So someone should make the internet. Someone should make the internet do this now. Like right now, okay? What do you think?
I think I should feel a question.
Let's feel some questions. Yeah? Right.
Can you compare this to zero-knowledge systems?
Zero-knowledge systems.
Are you familiar with them?
Explain a bit here.
There's a company... they're a company that have nothing to do with the Style Project.
oh, for God's sake.
What they do is you load your client on your desktop. Encrypts your packets, routes them to Zero Knowledge's proxy server, and then they throw it out there along with a lot of the fluff.
Right.
A lot of other people to go to wherever you're supposed to go to. And you can actually have a couple different identities.
Right, that's an example. That's the same sort of internal network obfuscation we're talking about
okay,
here.
So they're actually are an implementation of blind.
Yeah. There's a lot of similar implementations out there. What was the name of that one thing? where they actually, it was very similar to this, except they didn't actually encrypt the routing table.
America Online?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
No, shit, it was some email service or something.
I'm not sure what the heck he's talking about. All I want to say about that is that...
I sent him a big email about it. This has nothing to do with IPsec. Okay?
All I want to say about that is that that basically gives you one level of what we have at every node, right? Because there's one point where your identity there changes, right? You've got a proxy, basically, right? You're bouncing. Basically, the idea is if we could bounce at every node, you would be completely lost. That's all.
The main challenge is dealing with the packet overhead. I mean, it technically could be implemented, and we were planning on having some proof of concept code, but we don't. The whole idea was we were going to try to like blow everyone's mind by we were going to set up a mini network within the actual Rubicon network. No, this is just, it's a good example. Okay, the idea is we'd have like four computers here with names within this subnetwork. You know, we'd have A, B, C, and D. And we would tell everyone who was interested, you know, every 5 minutes, A will send D a packet containing the text string, you know, hello, right? And we'd have a stack running on A somewhere that would log the actual contents of the packet every time it sent this. We would say, show us one of these packets. You know, every 5 minutes, this is all A is ever saying to D. And there's practically no way, aside from sheer luck, that someone could pick out this packet going from A to D with this single string in it, just because it looks different every time it goes out. Every hop it changes, and we'd be blasting a lot of garbage to cover our asses, too. Like, I don't know, porn or something. Which is another thing. This would end up getting used for porn. And this is the thing with any secure transport protocol. People are always like, well, hey, you're going to use it for porn. But the thing is, it only gets used for porn because that's like the last illegal data thing left, you know? It's like, hey, why do we need privacy? We just use Outlook, right? But, you know, these people out here, oh, they want their child porn, you know? They need Freenet. But the thing is, other things are becoming illegal real quick. I mean, circumvention code, for instance. We're all sick of hearing about DCSS and all that crap. Well, you know, it's on Freenet, and you can use this to get DCSS. The point is, as more information becomes illegal and as privacy actually becomes more important in the mainstream with the people who are using Outlook and running VBS scripts and stuff after I tell them not to and install... God.
I wanted to say one more thing about the proxy question there. The other point is that someone monitoring like your destination would, for example, know that the destination had received something. And this is what we're trying to get rid of, right? If the destination is constantly receiving packets that, for all intents and purposes, don't have addresses on them, because they're just garbage packets, and then a packet comes through that looks the same, but has a real source address, has a real destination address, you can't tell that packet is actually bound for that destination because that destination will receive that packet and just after, it'll send garbage out to everyone it's connected to or someone else is connected to. You don't know that it didn't forward that particular packet.
Are there any opinions on this? Because it's out there in some form. It's being done a bit. Not to this extent, per se, which is why we're talking about it. But... what do you think? Does anyone want to yell at us about packet overhead? Everyone hates packet overhead.
You're not staying in our room.
Yes, I am. Fag. What? You want to go? I'm sorry. It's all good.
Don't ever give this man a microphone.
It is all good, though. Anyone who wants to write proof of concept code, give it to us. Because it's a fair idea. Right? Justify yourself.
No.
Are you supposed to be doing that?
What?
Are you supposed to be justifying
yourself? No, him. He's going to justify himself. It's all good.
I have no justification.
Okay, well, it's all good then. In that case, that's all we have to say about blind courier protocols. That's it. And I hope y'all learned about them.